Hi, this is Ramsey, and the show is Hi Kifak Sava. We come to you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. here on KZSU 90.1 FM. I'm glad you were able to join me today for the fourth episode, I guess, of this season's show. The show that attempts to intersect and dissect music that comes from Lebanon, where English, French, and Arabic are spoken simultaneously, often in the same sentence. As the show's title implies, Hi Kifak Sava is the most popular greeting in Beirut, Lebanon, and as such, I chose it to be the name of this show. We will have a special guest today on our show, a very, very interesting and bright young musician. Hisham Dawood will be here to talk about his background in music, how he got his start in the music business, the importance of career planning and education, and other fascinating aspects of his life as a musician in the United States, an Arab musician in the United States. We will also have, of course, as usual, the usual mélange of music in Arabic, English, and French. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that as well. And to get things started, what better way to do so than with Amal Murkos here? She is singing Abai.
رسم الصباح أبي على حيطاني روحي والمدى مثل الصدى عتق الكلام
Oh
أبتي الحبيب أبتي الحبيب أبوي ملقى كبير ملقى كبير أصل الصلاة أصل الصلاة أصل الصلاة أصل الصلاة أصل الصلاة أبوي 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 يكفيني أني
تذكري لما قلتي لي انك رح تتزوجيني بلا فلوس وبلا بيت تذكري كنت تحبيني مع اني مش داخل دينك تذكري كيف كنا هيك تذكري لما امك شافتني نايم بتختك قالت لي انسى عنك واتفقنا نضلنا هيك بلا دور طنطنت بلا كرافات وصبحية بلا ما لقيت بلا فضلاتي شطيلي شعر وبعديني عالدوام كيف بتمشطي مشطيني سكتيلي ايدي وعديني بيش الثورة كيف نسيتي كيف تذكري لما قلتي لي انك ناوية تتركيني بلا فلوس وبلا بيت
Pets are wonderful support. PAWS is a volunteer-based organization that helps improve the quality of life for persons with AIDS and other disabling illnesses by offering the emotional and practical support necessary to keep the love and companionship of their pets, and by providing information on the benefits and risks of animal companionship. PAWS provides animal food and supplies, subsidized veterinary care, in-home animal care, dog walking, and foster care. If you would like to become a PAWS volunteer or would like to help support their services, please visit www.pawssf.org. That's www.pawssf.org.
The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and this is your DJ Ramsey with you every Thursday from 4 p.m. until 6 p.m. And I'm delighted to be with you on the fourth episode of the second season of the show, which attempts, as I said, to dissect and intersect music in Arabic, English, and French, often in surprising ways. The show is title. It comes from the most popular greeting in Beirut, Lebanon, and that would be Hi Kifak Sava. Hi in English, of course, and Kifak is the Lebanese colloquial everyday way of saying how are you, and ça va, of course, taken from the French, means hope you are doing well. Put them all together and you get the most popular greeting in Beirut, Lebanon. I was there this summer, got a chance to interview quite a few musicians there, and we've been bringing you many of these recorded interviews over the past few weeks here on KZSU 90.1 FM, but today I have a very special guest who will be with us shortly around 4:30. Hisham Dahoud has agreed to be our guest for the day. He will be in the studio. Well, he is in the studio already. He'll be talking about his background in music, how he got his start in the music business, the importance of career planning, education. He has very, well, what am I going to call words of wisdom about pursuing what one is passionate about, and so many other topics that we'll be able to speak with him about. That would be around 4:30 today on the show. We will have a live guest, not a recorded guest this week. Hope you'll tune in for that. We also have the usual music mix from Lebanon. And speaking of those, you just heard Natasha Atlas and the song called La Nuit est sur la Ville. And that was taken from her album Munqaliba, In a State of Reversal. I believe that is her brand new album. album. She used to be with Trans Global Underground. She was the female vocalist for that group, but has had a very successful solo career ever since she quit that group. She was in the Bay Area a few months ago and sang to a sold-out audience in San Francisco. A wonderful female vocalist who mixes French, English, and Arabic on her album. That song you heard was in French by an Arab artist. And before that, we heard the song Fasatin, translated as dresses. The song is by the ultra hip Lebanese band Mashrua Layla, translated as the Layla Project. And they are a group of students from the American University in Beirut who got together and produced an amazing album called Mashrua Layla, finally available on iTunes. That song was taken from their premiere album, and it was called Fasatin Dresses. They also have a new EP out, if anybody's interested, and we featured songs from the new EP in the weeks past. However, the song you just heard, Fasatin, was from their premiere album, their self-titled premiere album, Mashrua Layla. And we began the set with an amazing female vocalist whose name is Amal Murqus. She's been playing quite a bit here on KZSU 90.1 FM. She sang a song called Abai, translated as My Father, and that song sort of, like, I guess it's a variation on Abi. Abi is the usual way of saying my father, but Abai is the way she says it. It's taken from her album Baghani. The album title Baghani, translated as I Sing, and that started off the set for the day. I'll be with you until 6 p.m. today, and at 4:30 we're going to have our special guest. And in the meantime, we're going to be playing some of these songs that will hopefully surprise you and delight you, coming from the Middle East, and specifically from Lebanon and surrounding areas. I hope you'll be tuned in this week and every week. We are streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu. And before I go on with the show, I wanted to say thank you to Ahmed Q for helping me out today, and to all the listeners out there, including a very special listener, Eric, out there. I'm going to say a quick hello, and maybe dedicate this song to everybody who's ever loved, I guess. We're going to go right to Rashid Taha, the North African singer who has made it big, huge in Europe, specifically in France, who sings in Arabic, English, and French. And the song that I chose for the day is called Je t'aime mon amour. How much more romantic could that be? I love you, oh sweetheart. Je t'aime mon amour is Rashid Taha starting off the second set of the songs that we're featuring on this week's show. Hi, Kifak Sava with DJ Ramsey. Thank you for joining me today.
Je t'aime mon amour, et je t'aime. truth at 17, that love was meant for beauty queens and high school girls with clear skin smiles, who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charade of youth, we're spent on one more beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking then to social graces, desperately remain at home, inventing lovers on the phone. We called a second dance with me and murmur vague obscenities. It is not, it seems, it's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said pity please the ones who serve, they only get what they deserve. And the rich relation hometown queen marries into watchiness with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they thought again. In ventures of quality and dubious integrity, the small town eyes will keep at you and dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received. It's 17. Us who knew the pain of Valentine's that never came, and those whose names were never called when shoes and sights for basketball. It was long ago and far away, the world was younger than today, and dreams were all I gave for free to ugly duckling boys like me. We all play the game, and when we dare to cheat ourselves at solitaire, inventing lovers on the phone, repenting of the lives unknown. We'll call us, say, come dance with me and murmur vague obscenities. And ugly boys like me, it's 17.
Well, that was the amazing Tanya Saleh, Lebanese singer, whose album Wehde has really climbed up the charts here at KZSU in the world music charts. She actually peaked at number one back in the spring. That album Wehde continues to be one of my favorites, and the song you heard from that album was called Umar and Ali, sort of a call for peace between the Sunni and the Shias. The Sunnis and the Shias both, of course, are Muslim and should be brothers, as Tanya Saleh said in an interview which I featured on the show a few weeks ago. Tanya Saleh and the song Umar and Ali is taken from her album Wehde, which is translated as Unity. And before that, we heard a very interesting track by a group called The Spookies. It was a remake of a very famous song called At 17, and those amazing vocals were those of the lead singer for The Spookies, and his name is Zef Fetzk. Now, let me just spell that for you, because I can't pronounce it, and he's going to kill me if I mispronounce it, but it's T-H-E-S-P-K-S. So, Zef, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup for sending me this amazing song, as well as other tracks from The Spookies, which I hope to feature on future shows. The group The Spookies is a French group, and they tend to sing music from all over the place. They're an amazing, amazing new band, and Zef is on the lead vocals as well as percussions. You also have in the group Frank, who plays electric guitar and acoustics, and you've got Bahri on piano, B-A-H-K-R-I, so I hope that's Bahri, and Serge, who plays the bass, and Dominique on drums, and put them together, you get the group The Spookies, and they are, and it is spelled S-P-O-O-K-I-I-E-S, and that's, they are from France, and will probably fit our French quota. A beautiful song at 17. Before that, we heard the amazing Algerian Moroccan singer Rachid Taha, who sang Je t'aime mon amour, the title in French. The actual song was in Arabic. And as I prepare, before I prepare to actually talk to Hisham Daoud, our very special guest, who is in the studio as we speak in the flesh, with a pulse and everything, because we've been used to playing recorded interviews. I'd like to have a special word, and then we'll get to Hisham in just a second. Are you too old to find true love? Find out in The Last Romance at San Jose Rep, October 13th through November 6th. This romantic comedy follows 83-year-old Ralph as he attempts to woo a reluctant Carol. But everybody has secrets, and Ralph and Carol soon learn that love's last round comes with its own set of obstacles. For more information, visit www.sjrep.com. Or you can call 408-367-7255. The show is Hi Kifak Sava, and I'm your DJ Ramsey. I'm with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. And the show here attempts on KZSU 90.1 FM tends to intersect and dissect music in English, Arabic, and French. And of course, the main focus is on air music in Arabic, and that's because Arabic, despite what some might think, is the official language in Lebanon. And as such, I am very, very proud to introduce my guest today, an amazing, amazing young Arab American. His name is Hisham Daoud, and I don't want to say too much about him before I say hello, and I'll attempt to say it in all three languages, see in what language he's going to respond. Hisham, marhaba, bonjour, and hello.
Marhaba, Ramzi.
Oh, wow. You chose Arabic.
I'm Arab-American, after all.
Well, I'm very, very proud to have you here in the studio. Welcome, Hisham.
Thank you for having me.
Is this your first time on the Stanford campus?
It is, and it is a beautiful campus, I gotta say.
Was it difficult to find KZSU?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. I knew that would be the answer. You know, people. But now you know where it is.
I do. And it was a pleasant journey, I gotta say. I mean, I got lost, but it was a scenic way to get lost, I gotta say.
Yeah, I mean, if you gotta get lost, you might as well get lost in a scenic way.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. So welcome to the studio. Now that you know where we are, we hope you'll visit us time and time again. Hisham is really one of the most fascinating young people that I've met of late, who is in the music industry. But I think I'm going to let you sort of introduce yourself, because it's pretty hard to put a label on you. You're an independent music business professional and musician.
Mm-hmm.
And how shall we label you, Hisham Dawood?
In terms of labeling, I mean, it's whatever context you meet me in.
Oh, okay.
I'm kind of a chameleon, so to speak.
So there's Hisham of the day and Hisham of the night. And
pretty much.
Yeah. I remember this is a sort of a G-rated show here. You know, we don't want to get fined by the FCC or anything, Hisham. But no, in all seriousness, how long have you been interested in music, and what made you decide to embark on this amazing path of yours?
Right. Well, I've always been into music since I've been a young child. I grew up in a musical household. I was the youngest of three kids. So in addition to having a mother who was very much into Arabic cultural music and just music in general, I was fortunate enough to have two older siblings who were very much into music. My eldest sister would always be given instruments from my father.
Wow.
He would come home with, here's an acoustic guitar, you know, have fun.
Man, how nice is that?
Yeah, you know, here's an electric bass, have fun. As far as I can remember, there was always an organ in some room. There was always instruments around, you know. And while my sister was musically inclined, she understood music very well. She even played music very well. She would have the tendency to just kind of hand me whatever she was done with. If that was in terms of the instrument that she, like, picked up, she would just kind of hand it to me and I would go for it. Or the music that she was listening to when she was kind of through with it. Like, here you go. Have a good time. Enjoy it. And my brother was the same way.
Wow.
In terms of music that he listened to, but they were both into very different types of music, both of them. But being the youngest, you just kind of attract yourself to whatever they give you. So my sister would give me instruments all the time, and my brother would give me music all the time.
Wow, that's amazing. And I have to ask you, did they end up also embarking on a musical path, or were you just the only one?
In their own ways. My sister continued her musical education at UCLA. She took music courses, and she would always come back to me and, you know, show me what she learned. And my brother is very much into electronic music.
Oh, really?
And very much so, actually. And for a period of time, and to a little bit this day, he would DJ out in San Francisco and in portions of the Bay Area.
Nice.
as a hobbyist, you
wow,
know,
wow.
For the pure love of it, you know.
So definitely it's in the DNA, I think.
It is.
It's in
a little
the family.
Bit.
That is really nice, because you've decided, I mean, how did you begin your journey on a sort of independent level, having been influenced and growing up in a home where music was available? Well, you decided to kind of make a career out of this.
Yeah. I mean, I've been playing music all throughout high school. I joined the official school bands, the symphonic band, the pep band, you know, the jazz bands and whatnot. And I played outside of school with my friends. We had heavy metal bands, death metal bands even.
Wow.
You know, around that time, I also got exposed to hip hop. So I'm on the other side of things. And I was always kind of doing that, you know, throughout high school. And then I left high school to go to UC Irvine in Orange County. And I was without any sort of musical influence for about a year, because I was confined to a dorm room. And my musical voice is a drum set. It's percussion, but particularly behind a drum set. And you can't fit a drum set in a dorm room.
Yeah, I wouldn't want a room with you.
No, you wouldn't. Believe me. But luckily, my roommate had a guitar, an acoustic guitar, and I figured, why not? I'll just pick this up. And I ended up playing guitar for a year, because I really had no other choice at the time. But on my sophomore year, I decided to venture out and go on Craigslist and find a band which I could play drums with as a session musician. A session musician is someone who isn't really confined to one band, who plays with multiple bands, but it's pretty much on call for a gig, for a recording session, you know, et cetera.
That's pretty gutsy. You just put an ad on Craigslist that I'm looking for somebody to play with.
Yeah. And then a band, again, I was labeled as a session musician, and go figure, the band that got to me was called The Sessions.
Oh, something is in the works.
Something,
you're
right?
Destined to be there. Or something.
They put a few videos on, and I really dug the sound. And at the time, I was just excited to be playing music again. But it was in another area. Now I was in Southern California. I was playing in a different type of venue instead of like bars and clubs. I was playing coffee shops, because they're more of a pop rock kind of band. And they even had gigs at like large malls and stuff too.
And so their name is The Sessions.
The Sessions, actually.
Are they still around?
No, they're not around. They're actually a a duet of two guitar players looking to expand their sound to a full sound. So I joined, I auditioned, they took me on the spot, and then they asked me if I knew any bass players, and I happened to meet a bass player that night, who to this day is actually a good friend of mine who I just saw a few days ago in Los Angeles. And
you want to say a hello to him?
Yeah, or, Peter, yeah. If you're out there, Peter Allison. good to see you in L.A. a few days ago, buddy.
Okay.
So that kind of went through, and it was around that time that I was in Hollywood. I had a gig in Hollywood. And the next night, the next day, next morning, to be precise, I had a midterm exam, a really important midterm exam for a class, I think it was like a math class or something. And that's when it kind of clicked. And I asked myself, where are my priorities here? Here I am at a University of California, you know, a very, I guess, prestigious school, a school that's relatively difficult to get into, a school that's expensive.
Sure.
You know, I'm away from home. And here I am at a gig. You know, like, where exactly are my priorities? I ended up failing that test, actually, the next day, you know. But then that's when I decided, you know, I'm not going to be down here. I'm here for the wrong reasons. My passion lies elsewhere. I was studying economics at the time, something I wasn't even really into, only because it was business related, and I wanted a business background to, you know, complement my music as well. So I moved back. I left UC Irvine after 2 years, and I went to San Francisco State, where I'm actually still at right now, finishing up my degree.
And your degree is in?
It's in marketing. I'm getting my bachelor's in marketing, and I've taken a few music business and recording classes as well.
Perfect. Because you're interested in managing as well as being an artist who plays.
Right. More so self-managing, you know, managing myself, my own career, as well as the careers of the people I'm with who maybe haven't had the resources to go to get formal education about the music industry, but who are pure creative people. Just that's what they do, and that's what, you know, they're supposed to continue doing.
Right. And so I know you brought with you some music today, which we're going to be featuring in a second. But before I get to the music or to the first track that you brought for our listeners, I did want to touch on something just because this show sort of we get a lot of listeners who are Arab Americans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, through the wonder of the Internet, because we're streaming live at kzsulive.stanford.edu, we also get a lot of people from the Middle East sort of listening in, and a lot of young Arab Americans. When they hear you speak with such excitement about your choices and your love of music, can probably relate. I know that 20 some years ago, I would have totally related, because it seems to me that, and this is sort of a personal maybe or social question, but it seems to me like a lot of people who come from our backgrounds are sort of strongly encouraged to pursue a more utilitarian career, more like, you know, practical career.
Right. Totally.
But you've chosen to do music, combine it with marketing, and you've got a really good combo, obviously. But as you said, your love for music got you to leave UC Irvine and go to San Francisco. And so how difficult did you find that decision, and why, was there any resistance, or were you one of the lucky ones?
Both, actually. Nice. So the resistance was there. Oh yeah, believe me. But that was great. That was due to a limited worldview in terms of, you know, my parents have of musicians. So, you know, my parents spent a lot of time in San Francisco, downtown San Francisco, and the scope of the musicians that they knew weren't really doing much. Mm-hmm. These are the guys that would come to our store. We had a deli in San Francisco. These are the guys that would come, you know, and maybe not have the careers that my mom wanted for me. Mm-hmm. You know, my father had a scope of, you know, the musician just chilling on the sidewalk, you know, asking for change. Like, that's what that, you know, they knew that there are musicians out there who, quote, make it. But you know, it's few and far between, and you know, it's the powers that be that govern it. But the turning point is when I decided to get some education on the music business, because there is an actual business behind
yes,
it, you know.
Absolutely.
So like people, and then again, in the day of an age of the internet, where the record industry is kind of crumbling, the music business is thriving. So it was that convincing point to tell my parents that I'll be okay. I'm taking, you know, an educated approach to it. I'm not going to be just relying on my music. You know, what got me to the dance, you know, UC Irvine, wasn't my music. It was my education, my good grades, for lack of, you know, of better.
Right.
But,
So, yeah, and it's probably an unfair question to ask you in the first place, because I don't think it's so much of a Middle Eastern thing or an Arab thing for parents who want you to stay away from, like, career in music. But I think it does gain on another dimension, because, you know, the because there's so many talented artists all over the Arab world, at least from what I know from visiting there, who don't get a chance at any kind of record deal or record label. Mm-hmm. And it becomes sort of a monopoly there that's sort of ruled by a few mainstream Arabic singers in Arabic. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the musicians, what we would call alternative, would just kind of drop out and not have a chance. So they do need to have three or four other jobs just to support their passion. So Hisham, the music you brought us, now I have to admit I still haven't heard it, right? Mm-hmm. You've kept it. You're going to unveil it today on Haiki Faksava. It is, well, first of all, it is FCC clean, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything you've been hearing is, except for given one track, is instrumental. But again, I specifically chose the tracks.
Yeah, okay, good. Because I usually try to preview the tracks, but Hisham insisted that he wanted to do the unveiling himself today. I'm exaggerating a little bit here, of course. But Hisham, what can you tell me about this track that we're about to listen to?
So the first track, I actually co-produced with a friend of mine and also an outstanding musician, an outstanding keyboard player. His name is Derek Domino.
Derek Domino, and I think he's here.
He's actually in the studio listening in the other room.
Mr. Domino in the other room. Hello and welcome to KZSU 90.1 FM.
So behind the store, I think I just heard him say hello.
Oh, I think I heard the walls shake. We're in a closed studio at this point.
With this track, it's the title of... Actually, before I tell you the title, let me tell you the story behind it. So the production stage, you don't need to be in a large-scale studio to be making quality music anymore. I mean, the production has been so condensed, it's become more affordable. You can make great sounding music through your laptop and through, you know, basic tools, hardware and software. But this track was literally made in the back seat of a moving van. Derek and I were in the third row in the very back while our friends were in the front, you know, kind of doing their thing. Derek and I were in the back. We had a headphone splitter. There were two headphones coming out of the computer. I had the laptop in my hand, and Derek had a 25 key M Audio keyboard in his lap. And the way Derek and I approach music, we literally just open up the program. We just let whatever colors come out, you know.
Wow.
And Derek's a hyper creative person, and I think he has songs built in his head, and he just kind of dissects them an instrument at a time and puts them together. So this song was made literally in the back of a van going to a club event. So we called it the Club Run.
Oh, that explains the title, the Club Run.
The Club Run.
And you were actually moving.
Like, we were in a moving. I was orchestrating. I was quote engineering it. I was selecting the sounds for him.
You couldn't have told them to pull over. He said.
Oh no! I mean, no, that was the fun of it because you know we were both.
Right.
And once you hear the song, just try to imagine. Try to imagine moving streets and you know hectic downtown kind of thing. So.
Oh my gosh! So we're about to be treated to that, to the Club Run, co-produced with Derek Domino, made in the back seat of a van on the way to a club event. Hisham Dawood, thank you for being here with us. You're going to be with us for another, you know, good 10, 15 minutes, I hope, today. And let's begin by starting the track called The Club Run. It is the first time this airs, I think?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Hisham. Wow, that was the Club Run, a song that was unveiled and brought to the studio here at KZSU 90.1 FM by Hisham Dawood. Hisham, that was a really, really interesting track. I did sort of picture streets and people because you, as you said, you were inspired in the process by being in the backseat of a van on the way to a club event. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get to the club or...
Eventually, probably.
Oh, yeah, I mean. Probably. All right. I remember being that young. Let me know. No, no, no. You're not that. How old are you, Hisham?
23.
You're 23. Wow. And a remarkable thing at 23 to be doing something you're so passionate about. So the track was by Derek Domino, right? Mm-hmm. Now, these kind of tracks are not available for listeners yet.
Not quite yet. I mean... I work with a collective of musicians who happen to be my best friends, so it's a blessing in itself. But at this point, we're still building our catalog. We haven't really quite released anything because we're still working on the catalog itself. We're working on our branding, defining who we are. Pretty much just waiting for the planets to align, so to speak. But when that time comes, we're going to be sitting on a bunch of music. And thankfully, everyone who I work with are live performers as well. So we'll be performing a lot.
And so if somebody is really enjoying the song, you know, right now. Mm-hmm. In the car or whatever, they're listening to the show. Any way to contact you, Hisham?
They can listen to it themselves, actually. It is on the internet for streaming purposes only. Okay. It's on a hosting website called SoundCloud, which I'm sure many listeners are familiar
with. Sure.
The link itself to my personal SoundCloud, which we'll link to Derek's and a few other people you're going to hear in a minute, SoundCloud, is soundcloud.com/ Hisham Dahoud, HISHAMDAHUD.
Such a proud Arabic name, the Dawood family. Mm. But you yourself, of course, you were born here?
I was born here, actually.
Born and raised here.
I was born in California.
And, you know, both your first and last name are very, very, you know, Arabic sounding.
I know.
So I'm sure that I would be for another show, but to talk to you about your experience of growing up Arab American in the, you know, Bush era or whatever. Mm. That would take, at least.
That might even be a whole series.
Yeah, so. I do remember some of the nightmare stories you told me about. We'll leave that for another show. So, Hisham, I know you're going to play another track in a second, but I did want to let everybody out there know that, you know, after my show this Thursday and every Thursday, we have the Songsmith Show with MC Dizzy Jackson, such an amazing DJ here. And every week, MC Dizzy Jackson brings you creators and interpreters of finely crafted music. You should all tune in for an eclectic mix of most American genres and genre blends, as well as the occasional oral oddity. The Songsmith Show comes to you on KZSU 90.1 FM every week after mine and goes from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. MC Dizzy Jackson will be in the studio today and will be following my show as he does every week. So a quick hello to him if he's out there. MC Dizzy Jackson, the Songsmith Show every Thursday from 6 to 9 p.m. But back to my guest, Hisham Dawood, who's very passionate and excited about playing the tracks he brought. The next track, Hisham is...
It's a track called A New Day, actually, and it's there's some actually lyrics on this one now. So I produced this track. I produced the... It's a hip-hop track. It's a hip-hop beat I produced some time ago. One of the first ones I actually ever produced. But a good friend of mine, his name is Aaron Singh. He goes by the alias Incognito.
Bro.
He's always liked it. And again, he's a very hyper-creative individual like Derek. But instead of in production, I mean, he produces music as well, but he's a rapper and he's a lyricist. And his creative energy is with a pen and paper.
And so the title of the track?
A New Day.
A New Day. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're sure it's not expression, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. All right. So we'll be talking about that in a second. All right. We'll be going to that right away. Okay, Hisham, thank you for bringing this beautiful music to our listeners here on KZSU 90.1 FM, coming to you from Stanford on this glorious Thursday afternoon.
Come ask that deposit like I'm IBM. Stare into space and time, hoping I could figure out $1 million grind. Hoping I could be taken from the crime. Ain't no more pitching and worry to find
a victim to society by acting out violently, polluted minority, manipulating robbery, seated with authority, mouth wide shut, never spoke a word, that's how mutes stay tough, scuffing white kicks and fashion, laughing about them times, but ain't nobody worried, just a victim in time, sigh to the sick, wishing for health, try to flip and triple for wealth, but still, I remain untouched on the shelf, worry about others, wish the best for themselves, hey, a new day gon' come, the moon gon' fall as the night turned on, the sun gon' rise and the end day come, another day to bless, a new life is born, hey, a new day gon' come, the moon gon' fall as the night turned on, the sun gon' rise and the end day come, another day to bless, a new life is born, sworn since day one I get out, blinded by the fatty till I couldn't see how, cautious, never dare to stick my thumb out, even like a hitchhiker when it came to hell, now suspended by space and time, cultivating riches in the realm of life, knowing only wishes could lead to fine, pure definitions of the game redefined as mind, vision, power, focus, concentration on the goal would defeat the hopeless, wise, cause money came by life, so why should I waste my time, or forget to love with the passion within, blessed by the angels when the prophecy win, seeing in the darkness when time ain't live, cause our hands can be turning on our inner lifespan, ay, a new day gon' come, the moon gon' fall as the night turned on, the sun gon' rise as the end day come, another day to bless, a new life is born, ay, a new day gon' come, the moon gon' fall as the night turned on, the sun gon' rise as the end day come, another day to bless, a new life is born, drop me off, in a world with no glocks, where the wars gon' stop, and the love for two walks, steady in the night, hand in hand, brother love another, let the message expand, you plan to win, now you're guaranteed kid, so dreaming of the miracle and overestimated in the river of darkness, be the man of the night, roaming concrete jungles like the city is mine, thoughts strike a view but the picture gets blurred, confidence is key when the vision obscure, transform bubbles to an optical illusion, accumulate the mocking and begin the revolution, take me back to a time, where ain't no more worries of mine, every rhyme represents a better way, the meaning of life is just living the name. A new day gon' come, the moon gon' fall as the night turned on, the sun gon' rise and the end day come, another day to bless, a new life is born, hey, a new day gon' come, the moon gon' fall as the night turned on, the sun gon' rise and the end day come, another day to bless, a new life is born.
So that last track, this is Hisham Dahoud. This is that last track was by Incognito on the vocals, and I produced that track a while ago. That track, fun fact, was produced and recorded in my bedroom. And this next track is actually another co-produced one. This is me on live drums, along with a confidant named Mark Patton. This was recorded at Expression College in Emeryville, and this one has live drums over pre-recorded instrumentals. Hope you enjoy it.